请我们一同翻开圣经到新约圣经哥林多后书。
Shall we turn to the New Testament, 2 Corinthians?
哥林多后书第四章，我们从第四章的后面。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, the latter part of chapter 4.
我们要从哥林多后书第四章第十六节读到第五章的第四节。
We'll read from chapter 4, verse 16, all the way through chapter 5, verse 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十六节，所以我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
我们原知道，我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人手所造，在天上永存的房屋。
For we know that if the earthly tent which is our house is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven.
倘若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。
Inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life.
这段圣经告诉我们说，所以我们不丧胆。
This passage tells us that we do not lose heart.
弟兄姐妹，当我们在世上生活的时候，有许多事情会叫我们丧胆。
As we live in this world, there are many things in this world that allows us to lose heart.
或许是我们四面受敌。
Or allows us to be afflicted on all sides.
或许是我们心里作难。
Or allows us to feel it's very difficult within our hearts.
或许我们遭逼迫。
Or we may be persecuted.
或许我们被打倒了。
Or perhaps we are knocked down.
但是这里保罗告诉我们说，我们不丧胆。
But here Paul tells us that we do not lose heart.
他说这外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
He says, though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
对，我们姐妹英文的翻译很好，这边讲到外体，就讲到我们外面的人。
Here the English translation is very good. We have an outer man, one that's on the outside.
内心乃是说到我们里面的人。
And then there is an inner man within us as well.
或许我们可以这么说，我们一个完整的人应当包括了里面的人还有外面的人。
So we can say that a complete person has an outer man and an inner man.
所以简单的说，外体，外面的人就讲到我们这个物质的身体。
So simply put, this outer man we can say is our physical body.
这是我们每个人都有的。
This is what we all have.
里面的人乃是讲到我们里面的灵与魂。
The inner man speaks of our spirit and soul.
这里告诉我们，我们这物质的身体它都要毁坏的。
Here it says, our physical body, it will decay, it will be corrupted.
但我们里面的人却能够因着神的恩典，能够一天新似一天。
But our inner man, through God's grace, we can be renewed day by day.
为此我们感谢神。
For this we thank God.
为此我们也不丧胆。
And for this we do not lose hope.
虽然我们外体，这个有形质的身体它是要渐渐毁坏的。
Even though gradually, yes, our outer physical body will decay
gradually. 神却应许我们属他的人。
Yet God has promised for those who are belong to Him.
将来他要赐给我们一个新的身体。
One day He will give us a new body.
所以我们主耶稣从死里复活之后的形体是相似的。
And so this is the new body that our Lord Jesus had when He resurrected from the dead.
那个身体是不会毁坏的。
This new body will not decay.
那身体也不会凋残。
And it will not grow old.
那个身体是要存到永远。
It will be eternal.
为了这样一个荣耀的盼望，我们可以不丧胆。
And so for this glorious hope, we do not lose heart.
所以今天我们在地上的生活的重点不在于这外面的这个人。
So our focus every day is not in this outer physical man.
更重要的乃是我们里面这个人。
But more importantly is the inner man within us.
神要在我们这些蒙恩的人身上来更新我们。
God wants to renew all of us who have been saved by grace.
让我们这个人的生命能够不断的更新。
So that our lives may continually be renewed.
为此，神允许我们在这世上遭遇一些的苦难。
And so that is why sometimes God will allow us to encounter difficulties.
然而，保罗告诉我们，我们在世上所遭遇的苦难不过是自战自轻的。
And Paul tells us that the suffering that we encounter today, they are but momentary and light affliction.
弟兄们，这点我们道理很明白。
We all understand this with our minds.
但是当我们在一个苦难里头的时候
But while we are in suffering,
我们不觉得这个苦难是暂时。
We don't feel that it is momentary.
我们也不觉得这苦难好像是很轻省。
We do not feel that the suffering is light affliction.
然而主的话告诉我们，我们在世上所遭遇的一切苦难
And yet God tells us that all of the suffering that we encounter
都是自战自轻的。
It all produces for, it is all momentary and light.
我们如何能够有这样一个看见呢？
How can we see this?
我们如何能够有这样一个真实的认识呢？
How can we come to know this as real?
我们乃是要看见神在我们身上所要成就的。
We need to see that which God wants to accomplish in us.
只有当我们能够真实看见神在我们身上所要成就的那个荣耀。
Once we see the glory that God wants to accomplish in us,
是一个极重无比的。
That it is far beyond all comparison.
是一个存到永远的荣耀。
That it is an eternal glory.
我们自然能够看清楚，我们在今天所遭遇的苦难不过就是自战自轻的苦楚。
Then naturally we will see that our suffering is but momentary and light affliction.
因此我们需要来向神祈求。
And so that is why we need to ask of God.
求父神常将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给我们。
Ask our Father to give us that spirit of wisdom and understanding.
叫我们看见神在我们蒙恩的人身上所要成就的那个荣耀。
So that we can see the glory that God wants to accomplish in all of us who have been saved by grace.
弟兄们，我们才能够来面对今天我们在世上所遭遇的任何的苦难。
Then we are able to face all of the suffering that He has allowed in us.
保罗接着告诉我们。
Paul then continues to tell us.
他说原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
For we are not looking at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen.
我们看见保罗在这一段话里面给我们不断给我们有一个对比。
Paul constantly is giving us a comparison here.
这里保罗提醒我们。
Paul is reminding us.
许多时候神的儿女们在生活当中我们常常顾念所见的。
Oftentimes the children of God, we are mindful of the things which we see.
因此在我们生活当中产生了许多的重担。
That is why in our daily lives we have so many burdens.
因此在我们与人的关系上面产生许多的难处。
That is why in our many human relationships we have so many difficulties.
殊不知我们所见的不过是暂时的。
But we forget that the things that which we see they are temporal.
那真正看不见的才是存到永远。
The things which are not seen that is what is eternal.
所以上一周弟兄提醒我们我们需要有一颗智慧的心。
So last week, our brother reminded us we need to have a heart of wisdom.
我们需要有一个属神的眼光。
We need to have the perspective from God.
我们才能够看见神所看见的。
Then we're able to see that which God sees.
我们才能够不顾念我们所见的。
Then we will not be mindful of the things which we see.
来专心追求那我们所看不见的。
Then we can faithfully focus in our pursuit of that which we cannot see.
像我们能够将我们每一天这个宝贵的时光
So every day, the precious days that the Lord has given to us
我们能够投资在那真正有永恒价值的事情上
We can put all our stock in the things which have true eternal value
兄姐妹，这是神给我们极大的恩典
Brothers and sisters, this is God's great grace to us.
这是今天我们还有生命气息。
So while we still have breath,
神还给我们有恩典的机会。
God still gives us an opportunity for grace.
恩典的机会让我们做什么呢？
What is this opportunity of grace to do?
是让我们要我们追求那暂时的呢？还是要我们来追求那存到永远？
Are we pursuing after the things which are just temporal or the things that are eternal?
神需要我们来顾念我们所见的呢，还是我们来顾念我们所不见？
Does God want us to be mindful of the things we see or the things that we cannot see?
我们知道在我们10月23号我们聚会当中有一次的福音聚会。
October 23rd, or December 23rd, we will have a gospel meeting coming up.
每次到我们有福音聚会的时候，
Every time we have a gospel meeting,
我们在周五晚上聚会唱诗，常常会有弟兄姐妹就会选一首诗歌叫做要及时。
And so oftentimes Friday night Bible study, we will have brothers and sisters who will pick a hymn called that we need to be mindful of the time.
为此感谢主。
And so for that I thank the Lord.
神给我们有一颗那爱灵魂的心。
God has given us a heart that loves unsaved souls.
我们盼望那些还不认识主，还没蒙恩得救的人，能够因着福音，能够得着拯救。
We do pray that those who have not yet received grace may be saved.
我们觉得我们传福音要及时。
And so we do feel that as we preach the gospel, we need to take a hold of the time.
我们觉得我们的亲朋好友蒙拯救要及时。
And so for all of our friends and family, we want them to be in time.
但弟兄姐妹，不仅我们传福音要及时。
So not only in sharing the gospel do we need to grab a hold of the time.
弟兄姐妹，我们爱我们周围的人也要及时。
But also in loving the people around us, we also need to be in time.
今天神把一些宝贵的人放在我们身边。
God has placed many precious people around us.
不是叫我们与他们来争吵。
Not for us to strive and argue with them.
而是叫我们能够爱他们。
But for us to love them.
能够及时的来爱他们。
To love them now, in time.
在过去两周里我听到小杨弟兄在过去生前的一些点点滴滴。
I have heard bits and pieces of our brother Xiao Yang and what he has gone through over these last 2 weeks.
其中有一点非常的启发我。
There is one thing that stirred me up.
也很激励我。
And really encouraged me.
就是我们弟兄他抓住每一个机会。
That our brother grabbed a hold of every opportunity.
他尽心尽力的来爱他周围的人。
With all his heart and all his might, he would love the people around
him. 当然我们弟兄也还不完全。
Of course our brother was not perfect.
但是他无论在做什么事情的时候，他总是抓住那个机会。
But no matter what he did, he grabbed a hold of the opportunity.
他尽他所能的能够来服侍他周围的人。
With all that he could, he would serve those around him.
弟兄姐妹，我何等盼望今天我们也能够有这样的一个被提醒。
I do hope that we can also be reminded today.
就是我们抓住神今天还给我们的一个机会。
That we would grab a hold of the opportunity that God has given to us.
我们能够来好好的来爱我们的主。
That we would love our Lord well.
来侍奉我们的主。
That we would serve our Lord.
来爱我们周围的人。
That we would love the people around us.
来爱神所量给我们的弟兄姐妹。
And love the brothers and sisters that God has given to us.
弟兄姐妹，这是神今天还把我们放在地上的一个非常重要的原因。
This is a very important reason why God allows us to remain here today.
他愿意在我们身上来把他自己的生命赐给我们。
He has given us his own life to us.
不仅赐给我们，
Not only given it to us,
他来改变我们，
But he changes us.
叫我们能够越来越像他，
So that we can become more and more like him.
好叫我们在地上能够成为神彰显神荣耀的一个器皿。
So that we can be an instrument to express, manifest his glory.
弟兄姐妹，我有一个感觉。
So brothers and sisters, I have this feeling.
我们不能够再做糊涂人。
We cannot be those who are foolish.
今天我们还有生命气息的日子。
While we still have breath in our bodies and days on earth.
我们需要靠着主的恩典。
According to his grace.
抓住每一天的机会。
Grab every opportunity that you have each day.
我们来追求那我们所不见的。
Pursue after that which is unseen.
就是那要存到永远的。
That which will last forever.
是在神面前蒙纪念的。
The things which God will remember.
是神所喜悦的。
The things that please God.
同姐妹，我们时间或许多，或许不多。
You may have much more time or perhaps much less time.
愿我们能够来竭力追求。
But may we all pursue faithfully.
来追求那神所要我们得着的。
And pursue after that which God wants us to gain.
接下来保罗告诉我们说，我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了， 必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。
And then Paul goes on to tell us that the earthly tent which is our house is torn down. We have a building from God, a house not made with hands.
这里保罗也是借着一个对比告诉我们。
Here there's another comparison that Paul is telling us.
这是我们在地上有一个帐篷。
That here on earth we have a tent.
其实他所讲的帐篷就是讲到我们这个有形直的身体。
And this tent he's pointing at is our physical body.
他告诉我们说这地上的帐篷呢是必要被拆毁。
He tells us that this tent, which is earthly, it will be torn down.
就是早晚我们这有形质的身体都是要毁坏的。
Sooner or later, it will be torn down.
在这里保罗告诉我们说我们属神的人就必得着神所造不是人所造在天上永存的房屋。
But here he is telling us that we are looking for that building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
弟兄姐妹我们看见神所应许赐给我们的。
Here we see that God has a promise that He wants to give to us.
是神亲手所造的。
This is a house that He has created with His hands.
是神亲手所为我们预备的。
That He has prepared for us.
就是在天上那永存的房屋。
That is an eternal dwelling place in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们荣耀的盼望。
This is our glorious hope.
虽然我们在地上与我们弟兄暂时的分别。
Even though we are just temporarily separated from our brother.
然而我们却知道有一天我们也都要得着那神亲手为我们预备那在天上存到永远的房屋。
But one day we will gain that house which is not made with human hands but made from him. We will have that dwelling place.
为此保罗告诉我们说我们在今天我们暂时在这个帐篷里面叹息。
And so that is why Paul says that in this house or in this tent we groan.
他说为什么叹息呢
Why do we groan?
他说因为我们深想要得着那神在为我们预备在天上永存的房屋
Because we long to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven
弟兄姐妹那是我们真实的情形吗
Is this our true condition?
还是我们觉得在地上目前我们可以掌握的是更加的宝贵更加的真实
Or do we feel that the things that we can see and touch is more important and more real?
在这里我们看见保罗为着福音在地上他遭受了许多苦难
Here we see that Paul for the sake of the gospel he suffered much
就是他在肉身上也遭受了许多的刑罚和鞭打
Even in his physical body he was beaten and struck much
然而保罗他却不以这些外面的事情为念
But Paul was not mindful of these things
在他心里面有一个深切的一个盼望
He had a deep hope and desire within him
因为他知道他离世与主同在是好的无比
But because he knew that being together with the Lord was far better
正如他在这里所说的他心里面深想要得着那神为他所预备那天上永存的房屋
So that is why he says that he groans because he longs to be clothed with a dwelling from heaven
那在第四节保罗进一步告诉我们
And then in verse 4 he goes on to say
他说我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦
For he says indeed while we are in this tent we groan and are burdened
虽然今天我们在地上的生活我们常常也是充满了叹息劳苦
In our daily lives often yes we also groan and we are very burdened
然而保罗告诉我们说我们并非愿意脱下这个
And yet Paul says we are so willing to put all of this down
他说我们是不愿意的。
But oftentimes we are not willing.
这常常也是我们的境况。
This is often our condition.
我们觉得今天我们能够在地上这样生活也还不错。
We feel that our daily lives is pretty good.
然而保罗告诉我们那个秘诀在哪里。
And yet, where is the secret that Paul tells us?
他说我们乃是愿意，乃是盼望能够穿上那个永存的。
Paul tells us that we are willing to put on that which is eternal.
好叫我们这必死的被生命吞灭。
So that which is mortal will be swallowed up.
弟兄姐妹，我们知道我们这个有物质的形体，有一天它都是要毁坏。
Our mortal physical body one day will be torn down.
因为这是我们是一个暂时活在一个最深的里头。
Because we temporarily we live in this life of sin.
是被罪恶所玷污。
We are tainted by sin.
的一个暂时的一个房屋
And this is only a temporary dwelling place
然而今天我们看见神在我们身上最终想要成就的
And yet we see the final end result of what God wants to accomplish
就是叫有一天我们能够脱离这个罪身
So that one day we can put down this body of death
我们能够叫这必死的 被生命来吞灭。
And that which will, which, that which needs to die, it will be swallowed up by life.
就因为这个生命，神已经赐给了我们。
God has already given us this life.
乃是借着耶稣基督十字架的救恩。
Through the salvation of our Lord Jesus accomplished upon the cross.
在我们信主那一刻开始。
On that day which we, on that moment, in that moment when we believed. 神不仅借着耶稣
的宝血洗净我们一切的罪恶。
Our Lord Jesus through His precious blood has cleansed us of all our sins.
神将这样一个生命赐给我们，在我们里面。
And He has now given us this life within us.
就是要借着这个生命呢，来吞灭我们这个原本被罪恶所玷污的一个罪身。
And now this life will swallow up this body of sin.
所以今天神在我们身上不断的来制作我们。
And so our Lord Jesus is daily working in us.
他叫我们能够认识他所赐给我们里面的这个生命。
So that we can come to know this life that He's given to us.
并且叫我们能够借着这生命来活出一个得胜、荣耀神的生活。
And through this life, we can live out that victorious, overcoming life that He wants us to live.
所以接下来我们愿意从提摩太后书，我们一同来看一下关于这个生命这件事情。
And so now from the book of 2 Timothy, we want to take a look at this matter of life.
请我们翻到提摩太后书，我们读第一章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy, we will read chapter 1.
提摩太后书第一章，我们从第一节读到第十四节。
We will read verse 1-14.
奉神旨意，照着在基督耶稣里生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
写信给我亲爱的儿子提摩太，愿恩惠、怜悯、平安从父神和我们主基督耶稣归于你。
To Timothy, my beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord.
我感谢神，就是我接续祖先用清洁的良心所侍奉的神，祈祷的时候不住地想念你。
I thank God whom I serve with a clear conscience the way my forefathers did, as I constantly remember you in my prayers night and day.
纪念你的眼泪，昼夜切切地想要见你，好叫我满心快乐。
Longing to see you even as I recall your tears so that I may be filled with joy.
想到你心里无为之信，这信是先在你外祖母罗以和你母亲有尼基心里的，我深信也在你的心里。
For I am mindful of the sincere faith within you, which first dwelt in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and I am sure that it is in you as well.
为此我提醒你，使你将神借我按手所给你的恩赐再如火眺望起来。
For this reason, I remind you to kindle afresh the gift of God which is in you through the laying on of my hands.
因为神赐给我们不是胆怯的心，乃是刚强仁爱谨守的心。
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power and love and discipline.
你不要以给我们的主做见证为耻，也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻，总要按神的能力与我为福音同受苦难。
Therefore, do not be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord or of me, his prisoner, but join with me in suffering for the gospel according to the power of God.
神救了我们，以圣召召我们，不是按我们的行为，乃是按他的旨意和恩典。这恩典是万古之先，在基督耶稣里赐给我们的。
Who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to His own purpose and grace, which was granted us in Christ Jesus from all eternity.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现，才表明出来了。他已经把死废去，借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
But now has been revealed by the appearing of our Savior Christ Jesus, who abolished death and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
我为这福音奉派做传道的，做使徒，做师父。
For which I was appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher.
为这缘故我也受这些苦难，然而我不以为耻，因为知道我所信的是谁，也深信他能保全我所交付他的，直到那日。
For this reason, I also suffer these things, but I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day.
你从我听的那纯正话语的规模，要用在基督耶稣里的信心和爱心常常守着。
Retain the standard of sound words which you have heard from me in the faith and love which are in Christ Jesus.
从前所交托你的善道，你要靠着那住在我们里面的圣灵牢牢地守着。
Guard through the Holy Spirit who dwells in us the treasure which has been entrusted to you.
我愿借着这一段的圣经和弟兄姐妹一同来交通到保罗，他来提醒他年轻的同工提摩太。
So through this passage, I want to share with you some of the words of reminder that Paul wanted to share with Timothy.
就是要提摩太与保罗为福音来同受苦难。
And that is for Timothy to suffer for the sake of the gospel together with Paul.
弟兄姐妹，这一段话不仅是写给提摩太的。
This passage was not written only for Timothy.
也是写给每一位蒙神所拯救蒙神所恩召的人。
But also for everyone who has been saved and called by him.
这卷书信是在圣经当中保罗所写的最后一封书信。
This is the very last letter that Paul wrote.
大约是在主后67年的时候。
Approximately 67 years after the Lord AD.
在教会历史上，我们看见在主后61年到63年的时候，保罗第一次被监禁在罗马。
We know that AD 61 through 63, Paul was imprisoned in Rome.
之后差不多主后64年他被释放出来。
And roughly around AD 64, Paul was set free.
差不多有三年的时间，保罗能够自由地到各处去看望他所亲爱的弟兄姐妹们。
Paul had about 3 years time to visit all of the saints in different locations.
然而在主后67年的时候，罗马当时罗马皇帝尼禄他放火烧了罗马城。
But roughly around AD 67, Nero, he burned the city of Rome.
引起了罗马居民激烈的一个反抗。
And incited the Roman citizens to have a rebellion.
因此这位罗马皇帝就把这个放火的这个罪名就推在基督徒身上。
And so they were persecuting the Christians, saying that the Christians were the one responsible for the fire.
结果在当时基督徒就大受逼迫，保罗也因此又被抓起了。
And so the Christians were greatly oppressed at that time, and Paul was again captured.
在当时这个逼迫实在是太厉害了。
And the persecution was severe at that time.
以至于许多神的儿女们都离弃了在当时成为罗马追求的保罗。
And so many children of God, they departed from Paul as well.
保罗他自己也知道。
And Paul himself knew.
在这一次的被捕。
That in this persecution,
他在地上的日子即将就要结束。
That his days on earth were numbered.
很可能就是在他为主殉道前的不久。
And this was very possible that before he was martyred, for the Lord,
保罗写的这封书信给他年轻的同工，也是他属灵的儿子提摩太。
That he wrote this letter to his co-worker as well as his son in Christ, Timothy.
保罗写这封书信的时候，在一开头他就把他心里面一个特别的负担给表明出来。
And so right from the beginning of his letter, he wrote his burden.
他说他是奉神的旨意。
That this is according to the will of God.
他是照着在基督耶稣里面生命的应许做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
That this is Paul according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
因为我们知道神借着保罗在地上的那一份职事乃是建造教会。
We know that the ministry entrusted to Paul in his lifetime was to build the church.
如果我们把新约教会的历史简单分成三个阶段来看，
If you are to separate church history into three stages,
可以借着三个神所使用的器皿来作为代表。
And you can use three instruments of God as those who were representative.
我们知道在教会初期的时候，神如何借着彼得成为那撒福音网的一个器皿。
We know that Peter, he was the one who spread the seeds of the gospel.
当彼得一传福音，在五旬节3000人信主。
When Peter stood up to share the gospel, and about 3,000 believed in him at Pentecost.
后来他再传福音，5,000人信主。
When he shared the gospel again, 5,000 believed.
我们看见那是教会初期神借着彼得所显明在教会中的带领。
We know that this was God's leading through Peter at the early church.
我们也可以从使徒行传里面看见，后来神就得着了保罗作为他合用的器皿。
We also know through the book of Acts that God gained Paul this instrument for him.
保罗是原本是制作帐篷的。
Paul, he originally was a tent maker.
所以我们看见神如何借着保罗来建造神的那个真帐幕，也就是荣耀的教会。
And then we see how God used Paul to build that true tent, which is the church.
所以神借着保罗把关于教会的真理和教会的建造许多的奥秘都启示出来。
And then God, through Paul, he revealed the building up of the true church as well as all of its mysteries.
所以我们看见特别在真理的奥秘和话语上神把这个托付赐给了保罗。
We know that God gave this entrustment to this entrustment of revealing His word as well as the mysteries of His word.
所以保罗，神借着保罗留下了许多关于教会的书信。
And so that is why Paul he leaves behind many epistles written regarding the church.
然而到了保罗执事，也是他的生命上的生命最末了的这个时刻。
And in Paul's ministry, towards the very end, at the last moment before his life ended,
他却提到他自己是照着在基督耶稣里面生命的应许。
He also has, according to the promise of life in Christ Jesus.
在这里，神借着保罗让我们看见，在保罗之后，神对于教会的一个特别的一个执事，乃是根据生命。
We do know that one of his ministries was according to needs to be according to life.
那也就是使徒约翰的执事所代表。
And this is also representative of the ministry of John.
我们看见神借着使徒约翰，他留下了一些的书信。
We see that God also left some epistles, some letters through the Apostle John.
约翰也写了一卷关于耶稣生平的一卷福音书。
And John also wrote a book that speaks about the life of our Lord Jesus, the Gospel of John.
所以我们看见在四卷福音书里面，约翰福音是最后一卷。
And so among the four Gospels, the Gospel of John is the last one.
在所有书信当中，约翰的书信也是最后的一段。
And among all the epistles, John is one of the last ones as well.
那我们也知道，最后圣经中最后一卷书《启示录》也是使徒约翰所写的。
And the last book of the Bible, the book of Revelation, was also written by John.
那神借着使徒约翰来在教会中的执事跟带领是什么呢？
So what was John's ministry and leading in the church?
我们看见使徒约翰特别的一份托付就是关于生命。
John's particular entrustment was regarding life.
还是说到那生命之道。
Speaking of the way of life.
他也说到生命的交通。
The fellowship of life.
更是在启示录的末了给我们看见，当神的工作完成的时候，乃是叫生命充满神所造的新天新地。
And we also see at the very end, when God's work is accomplished, that His work, His life will fill the new heavens and the new earth.
所以在这里，保罗就告诉，特别告诉提摩太，也是告诉我们说，他乃是照着在基督耶稣里面生命的应许，做基督耶稣使徒的保罗。
And so here, to Timothy and as well as to all of us, Paul is according to the promise of life, he is the apostle of Christ Jesus.
在这里保罗似乎告诉我们。
Paul is telling us.
在神的教会在一个正常的光景的时候。
God's church, when it's in a normal condition.
神教会的建造乃是最重要的乃是根据神的话语。
The most important aspect of building up of God's house is according to His word.
乃是照着神的真理。
According to His truth.
就在保罗写提摩太前书的时候。
And so before Paul wrote 1st and 2nd Timothy.
大约差不多离提摩太后书两到三年的时间。
About 2-3 years before 2nd Timothy was written.
保罗就告诉提摩太说，他说这个教会这乃是神的家。
He told Timothy in 1st Timothy that the house of God is God's house.
是真理的柱石和根基。
Is the foundation of the truth needs to be the foundation and its pillar.
那是当在教会正常光景的时候的建造。
This is the building up of the church when it's in normal condition.
乃是用神的真理作为根基。
That God's truth is its foundation.
而所建造的教会也是为了真理来做见证。
And the church also needs to be built upon truth.
然而到了保罗在写提摩太后书的时候
And so when Paul came to write 2 Timothy
教会已经落在一个不正常的光景里
The church now fell into a very abnormal condition
教会离开了他所应当有的那个位置
The church had left the position it needed to be in
教会为基督耶稣所做的见证也渐渐的衰弱
And the testimony for Christ now gradually became weaker
就是在教会在这样一个不正常的光景的时候
And so when the church is in an abnormal condition
保罗在最末了的书信里面来告诉我们
Paul in his very last letter tells us
如何能够持守 主耶稣基督那荣耀的见证。
How do we hold fast to the glorious testimony of our Lord Jesus?
乃是要靠着所应许的这个生命。
It is according to the promise of life.
也就是神所赐给教会基督的那个复活的生命。
It is according to the resurrected life of our Lord Jesus.
在第十节的地方告诉我们。
And in verse 10 it tells us.
他说我们的主他已经把死废去。
That our Lord Jesus, he has abolished death.
他借着福音。
That through the gospel.
将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Has brought life and immortality to light.
就姐妹就是让我们看见在当教会落在一个不正常的光景的时候。
This shows us that when the church is in an abnormal condition.
就当主耶稣的见证不能够像出席教会能够借着教会能够刚强有力的彰显出来的时候。
That when the testimony of our Lord Jesus cannot be manifested with great power and strength.
姐妹，那个道路在哪里？
Then where is the way?
还是要借着那个不能坏的生命。
The way is through the life which is immortal.
我们看见是我们的主借着十字架。
It is our Lord Jesus through the cross.
他败坏了那掌死权的魔鬼。
He abolished death.
换句话说，那无瑕疵无斑点神的羔羊。
In another words, the spotless, blameless Lamb of God.
他来到地上，他过了一个完全的生活。
He came to earth and lived a perfect life.
他完全讨父神的喜悦。
He perfectly pleased the Father.
他存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And with all his heart, he was obedient and even obedient to the point of dying on the cross.
借着主耶稣的死。
Through the death of our Lord Jesus.
他进到了死亡里头。
He entered into death.
他把死给败坏了。
And he also abolished death.
或许有弟兄这样说，当主耶稣进到死亡的时候，
or some brothers say that when our Lord Jesus, when he entered into death,
他把死亡给杀死了，
he killed death.
所以今天他能够把我们这些所有属他的人，
so that all of us who belong to him,
从死亡的权势里头释放出来，
we have been set free from the power and the grip of death.
死在我们这些属神的人身上再也没有任何的权柄。
So now death has no more power in us.
因为我们必须要有这样的一个认识。
We need to have this understanding.
所以我们就不再需要贪生怕死。
So that we do not need to fear death anymore.
死亡不过就成为一个景点。
And so death is merely just a passing point.
死亡从前是一个是无底的深渊。
Previously, it was a bottomless pit.
因为罪人进去只进不出。
Because sinners can only enter in and cannot come out.
有罪的人不能够脱离那死亡的权势。
People of sin could not be set free from the power of death.
然而我们这些被耶稣基督宝血所洗净的人。
But for us who have been washed clean by the precious blood of our Lord Jesus.
死亡不过就成为一个死荫的幽谷而已。
Death is merely a shadow of the valley of death.
就像一个景点。
It's just a station.
如果主迟来的话，
If the Lord delays,
我们很有可能都要经过。
It's very possible that we pass through this.
在当我们经过这死荫幽谷的时候，
So when you pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
我们会看见在这个死荫的幽谷上里头，
You will see inside this valley,
会有一个牌子，
There will be a sign,
上面会写着，
There will be words written on the sign.
那钉十字架的耶稣已经叫死亡被踏在他的脚下。
Our Lord Jesus, who had been nailed and crucified upon the cross, death is already beneath his feet.
当我们经过死荫幽谷的时候，
When you pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
我们会看见一个得胜的消息。
You will see a sign of victory.
就是我们的主他已经把死废去了。
That our Lord Jesus had already abolished death.
因此当我们经过死荫幽谷之后，
So after you pass through the valley of the shadow of death,
我们心里面只有满了赞美和感谢。
Your heart will be full of praise and thanksgiving.
因为我们从那里还要出来。
Because you will come out from there.
所以有弟兄告诉我们，
So brothers tell us,
当我们基督徒脱下这地上的帐篷的时候，
That as Christians, when you put down this earthly tent,
我们不过 就像是一个搬家一样。
You're just moving.
我们从这个暂时必朽坏的帐篷，我们搬到一个永远不朽坏的房屋。
You're moving from this corrupted life into one that is incorruptible.
弟兄姐妹，这是我们所蒙的恩典。
This is the grace we have received.
这是主耶稣借着十字架所成就的救恩。
This is the salvation that our Lord Jesus has accomplished on the cross.
圣经说，借着福音。
So the Bible tells us that through the gospel,
他将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
He has brought life and immortality to light.
弟兄姐妹，在这个末了的时候，
So at the end times,
在一个神的教会在地上处在一个软弱的光景的时候，
When the church is in a condition of being weak,
弟兄姐妹，我们为福音所做的见证是什么呢？
What is the testimony that we bear for the gospel?
我们乃是要为着这个不能坏的生命来做见证。
We testify for this life that cannot perish.
这不能坏的生命不能够不是单单只是借着我们的口来传
This life that which cannot be perished is not merely shared by with our mouth
弟兄姐妹这个生命乃是要借着我们这个人来彰显出来
But this life is now manifested through us who live
为此我们发现我们基督徒受苦难受患难是命定的
So that is why we do realize that as Christians, when we go through suffering and tribulation, it is destined for us.
是铁拉罗尼加前书第三章三节告诉我们。
This is what 1 Thessalonians 3:3 tells us.
或许我们有人会心里想。
Perhaps some of you may think.
我们以为听福音啊，信福音呢、啊、是要得福的。
That once you have heard the gospel, gained the gospel, you will be blessed.
因为是福音嘛。
Because it's a gospel of blessing.
怎么现在说基督徒还要受患难呢
So why is it that Christians need to suffer?
弟兄姐妹我们听我们信从福音的确是蒙了大福
Yes, when you hear and receive the gospel you have received great blessing
因为神把我们从那永远的沉沦灭亡里面拯救了出来
Because God has saved us out of eternal death
为此我们要感谢赞美神
For that we thank and praise him
弟兄姐妹这还不是神拯救我们的目的
But this is not the purpose of him saving us
就像当日在旧约神拯救以色列百姓从埃及为奴之地出来的时候
Just like in the Old Testament when God saved the Israelites out of the land of slavery of Egypt
弟兄姐妹神带领以色列人离开埃及不是他的目的
God's purpose was not just for the Israelites to leave Egypt
神拯救以色列出埃及的目的是什么呢
What was God's purpose in leading them out of Egypt?
乃是要叫他们进迦南
So that they can enter into Canaan
他们能够得着一个丰盛的产业
So that they could gain an abundant inheritance
同样的今天神把我们从罪恶里头拯救出来
In the same way God has saved us out of sin
他的目的乃是要带领我们进到荣耀里
His purpose is so that we can enter into glory
弟兄姐妹这也是为什么今天在我们蒙恩得救之后
So this is why today after the moment of our salvation
我们还会遭遇许多的苦难
We still encounter much suffering
因为根据神的智慧
Because according to the wisdom of God
神要借着我们所他所允许临到我们的这些所有的苦难
According to all the afflictions that he allows for us
他要把我们带进荣耀里
He wants to bring us into glory
罗马书八章十七节告诉我们
Romans 8:17 tells us
如果我们和他一同受苦
That if we suffer with him
也必和他一同
We will also be glorified with him.
姐妹，或许有人会这么想。
Perhaps some of you may think.
那我如果我不经过这些苦难，可不可以呢？
Is it possible for me to not go through these sufferings?
姐妹，我想神知道。
We know that God knows.
我们若不经过这些的苦难。
That if we do not go through these sufferings.
在我们身上是没有办法能够成就神的荣耀。
Then God's glory cannot be accomplished in us.
在这里，保罗也告诉提摩太。
Paul is also telling Timothy here.
他说：“不要以我们以给我们的主做见证为耻。”
That we are also not to be ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
也不要以我这为主被囚的为耻。
Do not be ashamed of me, his prisoner.
总要按神的能力。
But according to his power.
与我为福音同受苦难。
Join with me in suffering for the gospel.
弟兄姐妹，我们在地上是会有苦难。
Yes, brothers and sisters, on earth we will suffer.
主也告诉我们了。
God has already told us.
说我们在世上是会有苦难。
That on earth you will have tribulation.
但他叫我们不要怕。
But he tells us not to fear.
因为他已经胜了世界。
Because he has already overcome the world.
因为他已经将一个得胜的生命赐给了我们。
He has already given us this life that overcomes.
叫我们能够靠着这样一个得胜的生命。
So according to this victorious life.
我们能够在苦难中有平安。
We have peace in our suffering.
我们能够在苦难中来彰显那一个不能坏的生命
That in our suffering we can manifest this life which is incorruptible
我们在想当保罗在被关在罗马监狱的时候
We think of Paul when he was imprisoned in Rome
当他在面临他自己为主殉道的日子就在眼前的时候
When he knew that his days of martyrdom was right before his eyes
保罗知道年轻的提摩太心中可能有胆怯
He must have known that Timothy, in his heart, he was very timid.
所以他告诉他主里的儿子提摩太说,
So he told his son in the Lord Jesus,
神赐给我们的不是胆怯的心,
For God has not given us a spirit of timidity,
乃是刚强、仁爱、谨守的心,
But of power and love and discipline.So brothers and sisters, on earth, if it is for the Lord,
我们遭遇患难的时候,
and we encounter suffering,
我们心里面不免会胆怯,
it is unavoidable for us to feel timid or fear.
会忧虑,
we will worry,
会怀疑,
we will doubt.
为什么神允许这样的事情发生在我们身上?
Why did God allow these things to happen to us?
在这里我们看见保罗乃是在锁链的当中。
Here, Paul, he is in chains.
他乃是在四面受围的监狱里。
He was being oppressed on all sides in that prison.
我们看见在保罗的交通里面没有一点的怀疑。
And yet, in Paul's fellowship, he had no doubt.
没有一点的胆怯。
He had no fear.
反而他能够来鼓励来安慰他的同工提摩太
And yet he was able to comfort and encourage his co-worker Timothy
他提醒提摩太要与他一同为福音同受苦难
He reminded Timothy to also suffer together with him for the sake of the gospel
弟兄姐妹今天你我是否愿意为福音同受苦难呢
Today are you and I also willing to suffer for the sake of the gospel
我们是否会以为我们主耶稣基督做见证为耻
Are we ashamed of bearing testimony of our Lord Jesus?
今天主还给我们有生命气息
Today he still gives us breath in our bodies
主还给我们有机会
He gives us opportunity
来为我们的主做见证
To bear testimony for our Lord
同姐妹你愿意靠着神的大能
Are you willing according to the great power of God?
能够在你工作的环境中来成为主的见证吗
In your workplace to be the testimony for the Lord?
你愿意在你的家庭当中
Are you willing in your family?
让那在你里面那不能坏的生命能够彰显出来吗
To allow that incorruptible life be manifested?
当我们早晨开车去上班的时候
In the morning when you drive to work
在路上你遇见了塞车
And you encounter traffic on the road
你的反应是如何呢
What's your reaction?
当有别人突然间开车停在你面前的时候
If somebody all of a sudden stops or cuts you off
或是当红绿灯交通号志变绿灯的时候前面的车它还没有开的时候你的反应是如何呢
or let's say the traffic light turns green but the person in front of you doesn't move what's your reaction?
同姐妹在我们每天生活当中
in our everyday life
有多少的机会
there's so many opportunities
神要我们来认识在我们里面那个不能坏的生命
God wants us to come to know that incorruptible life within us
那个生命在我们身上显出的大能
That life wants to manifest its great power
它能够吞灭一切的死亡
It is able to swallow up all death
今天在我们的家庭当中
So today in our family lives
在夫妻的关系里头
In our marital relationships
为什么会有许多的争吵
Why do we have so many arguments
为什么会有许多的不和谐
Why is there so much disharmony.
但是因着有一场属灵征战正在进行。
It's because right then and there, there's a spiritual war.
这场征战乃是神与撒旦之间的征战。
That is a battle between God and Satan.
而我们呢，却是夹在中间。
We're stuck in the middle.
所以当我们在家庭生活里头
So in our family lives,
我们彼此之间可能会有一些意见的不同
Perhaps you may have differences of opinion
我们可能会有一些的埋怨
You will have some complaints
可能是你埋怨配偶或者配偶埋怨你
Perhaps you're complaining about your spouse or your spouse is complaining about you
兄姐妹这时候怎么办呢
At this time what do you do
我想我们都很有经验
We all have experience
我们怎么反应呢
What's your response
我们是靠着我们天然的人来反应回去呢
Do you respond according to your natural man?
还是我们抓住那个机会
Or you grab a hold of that opportunity?
我们让在我们里面那个不能坏的生命来吞灭这个死
We need to allow the incorruptible life inside of us swallow up death
因为许多时候我们的眼睛被仇敌给蒙蔽了
Oftentimes we're blinded by the enemy
我们觉得我们在跟这个人相争
We feel that we're fighting against that person
我们在跟那个人相争
We're arguing with that person
弟兄姐妹我们只有一个仇敌
But brothers and sisters we only have one enemy
就是神的仇敌撒旦。
That is the enemy of God, Satan.
那是我们征战的对象。
He is our true opponent.
弟兄姐妹，我们如何能够胜过仇敌呢？
How do we overcome the enemy?
今天撒旦要把各样属灵的死亡充满在我们生活当中。
Satan wants to fill death into all of our lives.
包括在我们聚会的里头。
Including in our gatherings.
我们如何能够得胜呢？
How do we overcome?
只有靠着在我们里面。这个不能坏的生命。
According to the incorruptible life within us.
有姐妹，神给我们多少的机会？
God has given us so many opportunities.
让我们能够来彰显这一个不能坏的生命。
So that we can express, live out this incorruptible life.
有姐妹，那个是福音。
That is the gospel.
那个是见证。
That is testimony.
不是我们说什么做什么而已。
It's not merely what you say and what you do.
在一个，我们处在一个这样的一个不正常的光景的时候，
When we live in such an abnormal condition,
有姐妹只有让主耶稣这个复活生命从我们身上彰显出来，
We need the resurrected life of our Lord to be expressed from within us.
我们才能够胜过仇敌在我们生活当中所放下的一切那属灵的死亡。
Then you can be victorious over all of the death that the enemy wants to throw into your life.
我们用一点比较具体的例子。
Let me give you a more practical example.
我们还是以夫妻做例子。
We'll still use our marital relationship as an example.
在一个正常的时候，
Under normal circumstances,
就是在夫妻关系正常的情况之下，
When the relationship between husband and wife is normal,
我们很自然的可以照着以弗所书第五章所告诉我们。
Very naturally, we can go according to what is written in Ephesians chapter 5.
就是你们做妻子的，
That is wives.
要顺服你们的丈夫。
Submit to your husbands.
就如同教会顺服基督。
Just as the church submits to Christ.
当然主的话呢，也说到你们做丈夫的。
And of course, God's words also speaks of the husbands.
要爱你们的妻子。
To love your wives.
就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
Just as Christ has loved the church and gave up his life for her.
所以每一个基督徒的婚姻啊，应当都是非常和谐美满的，对不对？
And so every Christian marriage needs to be very beautiful and very full of peace.
因为在一个正常的光景。
Because under normal circumstances,
妻子顺服丈夫。
The wife will submit to the husband.
丈夫爱妻子。
And the husband will love the wife.
可以过着幸福快乐的日子，对不对？
And they will live happy days, right?
兄姐妹，那是我们的生活吗？
Is this our life?
那是我们真实的景况吗？
Is this our true condition?
我相信我们如果扪心自问，
if you really ask yourself,
我想我们大多数都要承认说我们的婚姻关系不是在一个正常的光景。
The majority of us will say that our marital relationships are not normal.
不是在一个神所喜悦的光景。
Not under the condition that pleases God.
不是在一个能够荣耀神的光景。
Not a condition which gives glory to God.
因为这个时候怎么办呢？
And so at this time, what do we do?
怎么办呢？
What do we do?
我们看见，我们虽然知道主的话语，
Even though we know God's word,
我们却活不出来。
We can't live it out.
我常听到弟兄姐妹这样子说。
I often hear brothers and sisters say,
我们为了在我们中间听到神纯正的话语，感谢神。
We are so thankful that we can hear the sound teaching among us.
因为神实在是把许多纯正的话语赐给了我。
Because God has given us much sound teaching.
我们的难处是什么？
So what's our problem?
弟兄姐妹，你的难处是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what is your problem?
是不是我们知道了很多？
Is it that you know too much? You know enough?
我们知道了非常多。
We know a lot.
可是，怎么样？
But.
我们却活不出来。
We can't live it out.
问题在哪里？
So where's the problem?
乃是我们没有让里面这个不能坏的生命彰显出来。
We haven't allowed this incorruptible life to be expressed through us.
直到我们面对仇敌在我们婚姻关系中放下的那个死亡的时候，
So when we face that death that the enemy has thrown into our marital relationship,
我们就束手无策。
We just surrender.
我们觉得说我是愿意顺服的啊。
I say, well, I am willing to submit.
我愿意照着主的话所说顺服我的丈夫。
I am willing to do according to God's word to submit to my husband.
可是非常难。
But it's so hard.
我就是做不到。
I can't do it.
做丈夫的也会这么说。
And husbands, they say the same.
我何等愿意爱我的妻子，照着基督爱教会来爱我的妻子。
I truly want to love my wife as what God says in His word to love our wives.
然而我却做不到。
And yet I can't.
我可以去自杀，但是我没有办法照着基督爱教会那样来爱我的妻子。
I can even commit suicide, and yet I still can't love my wife the way God wants me to love my wife. Brothers and sisters, it's not that we do not know. We cannot do it. Why can't we do it? We have forgotten that about that incorruptible life that God has already put inside of us. It is a life that has already overcome death. That life which has swallowed up death. So when this incorruptible life, when it's manifested through us,
弟兄姐妹, 我们做妻子的, 能够向教会顺服基督来顺服我们的丈夫,
then wives, you are able to submit to your husband just as the church submits to Christ.
不管你丈夫的决定, 是比你的决定更好还是更不好?
Whether or not your husband's decision is better than yours or not better than yours.
做丈夫的也是一样,
same for the husbands.
当那不能坏的生命从里头活出来的时候,
when the incorruptible life is being lived out through you,
你就能够爱你的妻子,
you will be able to love your wife.
不是为妻子舍命,
and it's not merely to lay down your life for your wife,
乃是为妻子舍己,
but you will deny yourself for the sake of your wife.
舍命还容易,
it's easy to give up your life.
舍己是很难,
it's very difficult to deny yourself.
或许弟兄姐妹会这么想,
you may think,
再用一个实际的例子,
in a practical example,
当我们在家庭当中有一件事情需要做决定,
in our family lives, when you need to make a decision,
那妻子呢, 是不是因着顺服呢, 就是都没有意见,
the wife, because of not wanting to, because of submission, that she will have no opinion.
不是的,
no.
妻子应该把她在主面前的那个感觉,那个想法要表达出来的,
the wife can express that which she has received after she's prayed.
表达了以后呢,
and after expressing it,
学习顺服,
then learn to submit.
那做丈夫的呢,
and as husbands,
是不是? 因着要向基督爱教会为教会舍己，所以就没有意见。
And just because, you know, Christ gave up his life for the church, so therefore he has no opinion either.
反正要舍己嘛。
Since he has to give up his life, right?
我的意见都不算数。
So my opinion doesn't count.
姐妹不是。
No.
做丈夫的也可以再把从主所领受的感动能够交通出来。
Husbands can also fellowship the moving of what the Lord has placed in their heart.
但是却不坚持。
But you will not insist on your own opinion. Or perhaps we have this problem now.
妻子要顺服,
the wife wants to submit.
丈夫要舍己,
and the husband will deny himself.
到底照谁的意见呢?
So whose opinion goes?
到底谁做决定呢?
Who makes the decision?
我不知道你有没有想过这个事情?
Have you ever thought about that?
如果妻子要顺服, 照着丈夫的意思,
if the wife needs to obey the husband's opinion,
那丈夫又要舍己, 不照自己的意思,
and the husband also submits, gives up his own life and does not go according to his opinion,
那怎么做决定?
Then how do you make any decision?
而且很简单,
it's very easy.
照谁的意思呢?
Whose opinion goes?
乃是夫妻一同来照着主的意思,
it is husband and wife going according to God's will.
有姐妹在我们生活当中,
brothers and sisters, in our daily life,
我们何等缺少这样的操练,
how we lack this exercise.
我们常常忽略在我们里面那个不能坏的生命,
oftentimes we neglect the incorruptible life within us,
以至于我们没有能够活出那个真正的福音,
and then we are unable to live out the true gospel.
保罗在这里劝勉提摩太,
Paul is exhorting Timothy here,
也是劝勉我们,
and also exhorting all of us.
虽然保罗他知道他自己前面要为主殉道,
even though Paul knew right in front of him was his own martyrdom,
他也知道他所受的这一切的苦难,
and he also knew that all the suffering that he was going through,
但他却知道说他不以为耻,
and yet he said, I am not ashamed of it.
所以姐妹许多时候在夫妻的关系上面,
brothers and sisters, oftentimes in our marriages,
为什么不愿意 放下自己的意见呢?
Why are we unwilling to lay down our own opinion?
为什么夫妻两个人吵架会越吵越大声呢?
Why is it that in our arguments and our fights, our volume gets louder and louder?
为什么夫妻吵架的时候会觉得谁讲的最后一句话才是得胜呢?
Why do we feel that the person who has the last word wins?
就是因为我们常常觉得我们以为耻,
because often we do feel shame.
我们不是为着福音
It's not for the gospel.
我们也不是为了主。
It's not for the Lord.
我们乃是为了我们自己。
It's for ourselves.
为了自己的面子。
For our own face.
为了自己的尊严。
For our own. For our own honor.
为了自己的利益。
Or for our own thoughts, our own will.
我们以为耻。
Therefore, we are ashamed.
在这里，保罗告诉我们。
So here, Paul tells us.
我们乃是要为着福音。不以为耻。
We are not to be ashamed of the gospel.
我们乃是要不以给我们的主做见证为耻。
We are not ashamed of the testimony of our Lord.
我们也不以我们为着主的缘故而受的苦难为耻。
And we are not ashamed of the suffering for the sake of our Lord.
保罗告诉我们说，因为他知道他所信的是谁。
And here it is because Paul tells us because we know in whom we have believed.
他愿意为着那位爱他的主。
He is willing for the Lord who loves him.
他愿意为了那为他流血舍命的主。
He is willing for the Lord who has given up his life and blood for him.
他愿意承受一切的苦难。
He is willing to suffer all things.
一切的羞辱。
All shame.
一切的埋怨。
All difficulties, complaints.
一切的误会。
All misunderstandings.
一切的眼光。
All slights.
保罗说，我知道我所信的是谁。
Paul says, I know in whom I have believed.
他也知道他已经把他自己交托给主。
Because he has already entrusted himself to the Lord.
他知道他相信主必保守他。
Because he knows that the Lord will watch over him.
直到那日。
Guard him until that day.
直到他在地上，他打完那个美好的仗。
Until he has fought the good fight.
他在地上，他能够跑。他所当跑的路。
And he has finished the course set before him.
他也能够将神所交托给他的真道能够牢牢地守住。
And he has kept the faith which God has given to him.
直到他在地上的最后一个日子。
Until his very last day on earth.
保罗靠着神的恩典。
Paul, according to the grace of God.
靠着在他里面那不能坏的生命。
According to that incorruptible life within him.
他能够成为主美好的见证人。
He is able to bear a be a good testimony and witness for the Lord.
同学们，这个见证人这个字，它的原文和殉道者是同一个字。
Do you know that the word witness as well as martyr in the original text is the same word?
这也就告诉我们。
This tells us.
今天我们在地上要为主做美好的见证。
Today, if you want to bear good witness or testimony for the Lord on earth,
我们必须要预备好一个为主殉道的一个心智。
You need to have the same attitude as one who's prepared to be a martyr.
不一定是在我们的肉身上啊遭受啊逼迫。
It may not be in your physical body that you are persecuted.
但是我们愿意为着那爱我们的主。
But for the sake of the Lord who loves us.
我们愿意舍己。
We are willing to deny ourselves.
我们愿意天天背起十字架来跟随主。
To daily take up our cross to follow the Lord.
我也感觉到主在这个时候把我们亲爱的弟兄接去。
I do also feel that our Lord at this time has taken our dear brother.
我们有许多弟兄姐妹非常的不舍。
Many of us, we are very unwilling.
我们是会有不舍的感觉。
Yes, we may have these feelings that we're unwilling to let him go.
或许我们也会觉得主为什么在这个时候把我们弟兄给接走。
Or perhaps you may wonder, why is it that our Lord took our brother at this time?
我想我们没有一个人有答案。
I do think that none of us have the answer.
但我相信主借着这一次的事。
But I do believe that the Lord, through this matter,
主要来提醒我们。
He is reminding us.
要及时。
That we need to be in time.
抓住每一天的机会。
Grab a hold of every opportunity.
爱我们的主。
To love our Lord.
要及时。
To be in time.
抓住每一天的机会。
Grab a hold of every opportunity.
好好的亲近我们的主。
Draw near to your Lord.
要及时。
To be in time.
抓住每一天的机会。
Grab a hold of every opportunity.
爱你周围神所量给你的人。
Love the people that God has given around you.
弟兄姐妹，我们不知道我们在地上还有多少的机会。
Brothers and sisters, we don't know how many more opportunities we have.
但愿主借着我们弟兄在生前所给我们留下的榜样。
But through the example that our brother has left while he was still here with us.
他尽他所能来爱他的主。
According to all that he had, he loved his Lord.
他尽他所能来爱他的父母亲。
According to all that he had, he loved his parents.
他也尽他所能爱他的妻子。
With all that he had, he loved his wife.
尽他所能爱他的三个孩子。
With all that he had, he also loved his three children.
他也尽他所能爱他的病人。
And with all that he had, he loved the patients that he saw.
还尽他所能在神的家中忠心的服侍。
And with all that he had, he served faithfully in God's house.
他抓住了机会。
He grabbed a hold of the opportunity.
他每周日晚上打电话给他所关心的初中生。
Every Sunday night, he would make phone calls and call the middle schoolers whom he cared for.
我们弟兄他抓住了机会。
He grabbed a hold of the opportunity.
愿我们也能够抓住神还给我们的机会。
May we also grab a hold of the opportunities that God has given to us.
我们来为主而活。
To live for our Lord.
我们来讨主的喜悦。
To please our Lord.
叫主在我们身上得着荣耀。
So that God may gain the glory in us.
请我们继续为着秦弟兄他的一家人继续的祷告。
We continue to pray for our brother Chin's family.
愿主借着下周六的安息聚会主也能够得着荣耀。
And may God also gain the glory next Saturday at the memorial service.
我们一起低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
主，今天我们还能够靠你恩典在你面前聚集。
That according to your grace, we can still gather before you.
我们还能够靠你恩典在你面前听你所对我们说的话。
According to your grace, we can still hear the word that you want to speak to us.
弟兄姐妹啊，主，我们感谢你拯救了我们每一个属你的人。
Lord, we thank you that you have saved all of us who belong to you.
你用你的恩召召我们。
You have called us with your grace, your good calling.
主，你要我们与你一同为福音同受苦难。
And Lord, together we want to suffer for the sake of the gospel with you.
主啊，这福音就是你所赐给我们那不能坏的生命。
And this gospel is that incorruptible life that you have given to us.
要从我们身上彰显出来。
And it is to be manifested through us.
主，因此我们把我们自己和我们弟兄姐妹一同仰望在你手中。
And so we place ourselves and our brothers and sisters into your hands.
仰望那为我们信心创始成终的主的手中。
We look to the author and perfecter of our faith into your hands.
而愿你在我们身上继续的制作我们。
May you continue to deal with us.
使用我们。
Use us.
主啊，叫我们能够从我们身上来彰显你的自己。
So through us that you may express yourself.
主，好叫你的见证主能够在这样一个末了的时候得以彰显出来。
So that your testimony in these end days will be expressed.
主，今天我们成了何等的人。
Lord, what a people we are.
主，都是你的恩典造成。
It is all of your grace.
主，你实在是我们的所有。
You truly are our everything.
主，愿你也得着我们的所有。
May you also gain our everything.
愿颂赞荣耀归给主。
May all glory and praise be to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Amen.